Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
23704.
Thank you. And you said that was 32704?
23704.
Thank you. That's 23704.
Right. What company do you represent?
I do apologize. However, I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies, so I would have to have an account pulled up and verified before I would know which one you're calling in for. And so that I can locate the account, may I please have your first and last name?
Judith Barnes.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that. And so that I can see if I may have located the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
Not that I want to, but 222 Constitution Avenue, Portsmouth, Virginia.
Thank you. And if you will give me just a moment to look over the account and see exactly what is going on, it will take me just one moment. So what I am showing is that there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in that would have led to the chance at a contest for a prize such as an iPhone, an iPad, or a vacuum. And it would have stated in the terms and conditions by doing the contest, you would be signing up for the electronics discount store where you would pay $69.92 a month and get a $100 gift card sent to your email each month for the discount savings store.
I did not say yes to that. I did not sign up for it. I want it removed from my account.
So you're stating it was not you that did the contest?
No, I did not state that. I said I did not sign up for the electronic whatever you're talking about. I simply answered a survey in regards to, and then they offered me a prize, the prizes that you listed. I chose the vacuum. They also told me I was eligible for this electronic thing, and I did not hit submit. Now I want it removed.
I do apologize. However, you do have to agree to the terms and conditions before it would let you submit the transaction. However, if you will give me a moment to see what I may be able to do, it will take just one moment. Okay, so what I am showing that I would be able to do is I am showing that I would be able to issue a $60 refund as there is a $10 non-refundable setup fee as that is a valid charge since you do have to agree to those terms when going through with the transaction.
Well, if I can get $60 of the $69.92 that was charged to me, I'll take it. But I will never answer another survey as long as I live. This is ridiculous.
Yes, and I will be able to process that, and you will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And was there anything else I could assist you with?
No. Is there any kind of number that I can get in regards to this, a confirmation number?
Yes, if you will give me just a moment to get that for you, it will take me one moment. The confirmation number is C as in Charlie 92092737.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
I will now that I'm getting part of my money back.